Welcome back to Real Talk with Jordan. I hope everyone is having an amazing day. And I'm back, and I'm so excited to be here with you guys. I have two updates for you, actually a couple, and I'm super excited to get into it. Now, firstly, I would like to say, if you hear any background noise, I am sorry. I just set up my podcast equipment that I got for Christmas, so I'm no longer in my school studio, and that feels amazing because I can do this at home now. Now, my podcast room is nowhere near set up. I don't have the soundproof stuff yet, but I am. They're coming in the mail. I promise you, they're coming in the mail. I literally just set this up and I was like, I'm gonna make my episode. And this episode is gonna be a Q&A. I want you guys to get to know me more. I want you guys to get to know the real Jordan and who is behind this mic. And I'm so super, super excited. Now, I have no special guests. It's just me today. And yeah, so my updates are, firstly, I'd like to say that I am hosting another podcast, and I don't know how the fuck I'm doing it, but I'm doing it. It is called Girls Uncensored. It's with me and my four best friends, and I just can't wait to start it. I'm really excited. I, like, cannot wait. Like, I'm just waiting and waiting and waiting. And I'm like, Dad, we need to figure out this basement, like, fucking immediately. I just want to start this new podcast. I can't wait to start Real Talk with Jordan again. And thank God I get to start Real Talk with Jordan right now. So, yes, I have a new podcast out. That's, like, insane to say still. But yes, I host another podcast with my four best friends, and it's called Girls Uncensored, and we basically have zero fucking filters, especially, like, my personal one. Like, Real Talk with Jordan, I have no filters whatsoever. But yeah, so this might be the realest episode that you guys are getting. So I just want to let you know that I will have my equipment, more equipment soon. But I do have my board, I have my mic, I have a stand, I have my computer. I have everything that I need currently sitting on a couch, small couch, with a table. Not even a desk. It's a damn table with picture frames everywhere. So just let you know. I cannot wait. Also, I have three platforms you can follow me on. You can follow me on my Real Talk with Jordan Instagram, and that is real_talk_with_Jordan_. I'm sorry, a lot of underscores, but you can follow that on Instagram. I also have Girls Uncensored Instagram already, and that is girls_uncensored. Also, you can find me on Facebook as Intern Jordan. I post my What Up With Clubs every Friday, and I do reactions, I do my opinions on stuff like the Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce issue and the fucking Super Bowl, all that bullshit. I do everything on there, the Grammys, everything. You see a lot, you see trending stuff on TikTok that I most likely bought or almost did buy. Or you can see me trying out things, new candies and stuff. So you can follow that on my, you can follow and find that on Facebook. And this episode is going to be a Q&A. I cannot wait. I want you guys to really get to know me for who I am, who is behind the mic, and I'm super excited. I asked people on my Instagram, on my story, like, what questions you guys did they have for me to do on this podcast. So I cannot wait to get started. So let's get into it. All right. Okay, so first question we have is, in 1 year's time, what do you want in your life that you don't have now? That's really hard. I think I want to have more growth on podcasting. I want to have more time so I can give you guys episodes. I have three jobs right now. So I'm handling three jobs, a podcast. So yeah, I definitely think that growth. I want a lot of growth. I want to grow an audience on here. And I want to grow my radio career. Right now I am 19 years old. I am a little bit too young to really be on air, I feel like you could say. So, yeah. So I definitely think my career and everything like that. What's one thing about the future that scares you? And honestly, it's the unknown. Not knowing what's going to come next. I feel like that is the most scariest part. But it's just a part of life. So obviously we have to deal with it. This one is a very funny one. I think this is honestly really fucking funny. Where would your dream marriage proposal be? And I'm like, fuck, I don't fucking know. But I do now, because I'm a planner. If anyone does not know that, I'm a planner. If you went on my Pinterest, you could see my dream wedding, my dream bridesmaid dresses, my dream baby shower, houses, house stuff. Literally, I don't know. It's just always been like a thing of doing. But I went to Italy last summer, and I think that's where I'd possibly go, is to Italy to get proposed, because that was such a beautiful country, and honestly, I've never been outside of the country until Italy, and I loved it so, so much. So I definitely think Italy, but in a way, I would like my partner, whoever I'm with, to decide on what they want to do and how they want to propose to me, because it is their question they're asking and it's their ring they bought me. So I think that's also a thing I think of, because everyone's like, well, I want this, and I'm like, you know what, my partner can choose it, you know, just a little bit here and there. Now there's another one. Ooh, if you could bring 5 items to a desert island, what would they be? A toothbrush, a hairbrush, underwear, deodorant, dresses. Is that 5? I think that's 5. Yeah, I'd bring them. 100%. What's the best piece of advice you've ever gotten? When has it come in handy? Back in when I was dancing, I always had like a tend to not believe in myself thing, and sometimes it still kind of pops in my brain once in a while, but I feel like that's one of them. Is my dance teacher always is like, I always said like, I can't do it. And she was like, you can do it. You need to believe that you can do it. You're fine and you have it. And what happened? I did it. Yeah. So I think of that conversation a lot in my head to help me out. But yeah, I definitely think that. So shout out to my dance teacher, Miss Amanda. I love you. Who inspires you? Everyone asks me this, and I say the same exact question. My parents have always inspired me, my friends, my family, my dance teachers that now, who are my bosses, Jessie Murph. If you don't know who Jessie Murph is, look her up on Apple Music. She's the fucking best, and I love her music. I've seen her 3 times with Natalie, and I love it. I love her. I relate to her stuff so much, and she's so inspiring of how what she went through, and now look at her now. Like, it's just amazing how much growth she did. And her music, like, Jessie, it's time to, like, just come out with that other album. She has a new album coming out, and I just need it to come out, like, right now. But I know it's not coming out anytime soon, so it's okay. It's okay. Let's see. When are you the most comfortable? When I'm home, in my bed. Yeah. Definitely. Like, my room is, like, my habitat. I'm the only child, so you will catch me always in my room. Now, I come downstairs when it's dinner time. I come downstairs when I have people over, or, like, my friends are over, my parents' friends are over, family's over. Of course, I come down. But my room is my safe haven, and it's just such a vibe. LED lights everywhere, my tapestries, my bed. Everything's there for me. So my Switch. So, like, I don't know. Yeah, my Nintendo Switch. I do play Fortnite. I know. What a loser. But it's fun. I'm also always comfortable around my family, my parents, my friends. They've been through a lot with me, and they are the most comforting people. Thank God. And I'm very grateful for that. What's a change you've made to better yourself in the past year? And honestly, that has to be my attitude with things. I'd always have, like, I always worried about what people said about me, and I should not have to worry about what people said about me. I should just not give a fuck, and I'm literally at the I don't give a fuck stage, and I do it anyway, and if people don't like it, then that fucking sucks, because it's not their life. It's my life, and I can choose what I want to do, and no one's going to control me. Yeah, I think of that a lot, actually. I also think that I bettered myself. I got out of my comfort zone. I was always very in my comfort zone. I never wanted to do things. I would be like, well, what are people going to think about that? And I'm like, you know what, Jordan? Like, it's not their life. Everyone will always have an opinion on you, but you're the only one that really can have an opinion on what you do. So I definitely think that I really came out of my comfort zone last year when I graduated broadcasting school, and my final was, you need to create a podcast, you need to create 2 episodes, they have to be this many long, and I was like, oh shit. And then I was like, you know what, I'm gonna keep up with this podcast because I love podcasting, I really do. I might not like hearing myself when I podcast, but it's going out to people for the people who need it, and I want to be a voice for everyone, so yeah. So I definitely think that was what it is. What do you want the most out of your life? And I want peace. I want peace. I want happiness. I want fun times. Obviously, you're going to have some sad times. I also think that just to live fucking life, because this life is so short. Our lives are very short. They go very fast. Time fucking flies. And I think that I just want to live life. And I want to be hopefully successful. I want to bring in the time, the effort, the dedication, and what I have to do, radio, podcasting. And yeah, I think that's basically it. What is a random thing that you discussed? Ugh. I fucking hate peanut butter. I hate it. I hate it. I hate it. I know hate is a strong fucking word, but I don't like peanut butter. Actually, I had an allergic reaction a couple weeks ago, a really bad allergic reaction, and 2 weeks ago I had to go to the allergist to figure out what the fuck I was allergic to, and they're like, well, let's see, what do you not like? And I was like, peanut butter, peanuts. Like, I smell peanut butter and I fucking gag. I hate it. So thank God my body always told me no. So they're like, yeah, you're like allergic to peanuts. And I was like, oh great. I was like, yeah, fuck that. And thank God I never even had it, so I just didn't have nothing to worry about. So I think that's pretty fucking good. Would you rather travel back in time or forward? And I travel back and forward, but also there's a part of me, I lost my aunt almost 2 years ago, and I feel like I would like to go back in time where she was here, healthy, fine. Getting more advice, telling her how much I love her every single day, hugging her. But also there's a part of me where I just would like to move forward. If you want kids, what is the biggest lesson you want them to learn or to know? I want them to know that it's okay not to be okay. The biggest lesson I want to teach them is to be nice to everyone, to know that nobody's perfect and they're not going to be perfect, but at least if they put the dedication and time in and the hard working, they will get to where they want to be. But definitely nice, because kids nowadays are fucking awful. They're so mean, they bully, really bully. I actually just saw a post and it broke my heart. Someone that, of course, like, I've gotten bullied in school, and that's really hard, and I don't think people really do understand that. So I feel like I would want them to be just nice. But yeah, that kind of lesson I would teach them. Well, let's see. Do you have any phobias? I do have phobias. I don't like spiders. I don't like bugs. The most things that I skeeve are ants. I don't like them. They're like, everyone's like, oh my God, they're so tiny, they're afraid of you. And I'm like, I'm fucking afraid of them. Like, get the fuck, no. I just don't like ants. I don't like how they crawl around and they're just tiny and you can't fucking see them. I don't know. I hate even talking about it. I'm like shivering. Would you prefer to live in the city or the suburbs? Well, I live 20 minutes away from a city right now. And I also kind of live in the suburbs. But I feel like I would want to live in the middle of the suburbs. I kind of live in like the outer part, I guess you could say. I think. I don't know. But I would definitely live more in the suburbs. It's calmer. And there's just it feels free. I don't know how to explain it. I'd just rather live somewhere in the suburbs, more in the suburbs, I guess you could say. What part of yourself are you the most proudest of? I am proud of myself overall. I really am proud of myself overall. I did some amazing things last year. I created a podcast to help people with mental health. I created another podcast with my 4 best friends to show people our experiences and what we've been through all together and how strong we are now. Also, getting out of my comfort zone was a really big one. I interned for 2 internships for radio stations, and they were both amazing. Sadly, I had to leave the other internship because there was a lot going on in my life and I couldn't fully commit, so I left that internship, which obviously people are like, well, that's fucking, like, stupid. Like, that was your mistake. And honestly, no comment. Because I'd like to say some things about that, but I'm not. I'm gonna keep it quiet. What's a change you've made to better yourself in the past year? I feel like I answered this one already, but I'll just answer it again. It's like, I don't give a fuck stage. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck. I don't care about how people judge me. I just don't give a fuck. Okay? That's basically it. If you knew it was your last day on earth, what would you make sure to do? Skinny dipping. I know everyone is laughing at me right now. Like, Jordan, you really pick fucking skinny dipping? I would. 100%. I would love to go skinny dipping. What? Like, yeah. Like, hell yeah. Like, let's go skinny dipping. Like, I think that, shit, I'd go skinny dipping. I don't know. Yeah, definitely skinny dipping. It's always been on my bucket list. I don't know why. I'm an interesting person, guys. I'm sorry. What's a movie, TV quote that's stuck in your head forever? I forget if this is from a movie or TV show, but it's like, you can do it. You can do it. You can do it. Then sometimes when I'm like, I can't do this shit, like, this is fucking hard. And then, like, all I hear is, you can do it. You can do it. You can do it. So I definitely think that is, like, a big one for me. And I think about that a lot. So yeah, definitely that. I know people are like, what the fuck, Jordan? I came on this podcast just like rawest time ever. I cannot with myself sometimes. Okay. So I also get like people always ask me, why did you start podcasting? And I feel like I've answered this even on my podcast, or I told you on my podcast on why I started podcasting. And I started podcasting because I want to be there for people that really need it. I want to be a voice for people. I want people to learn from the mistakes that I made in the past and how I handled things. And I love podcasting. It is so much fun. Now, the editing part does take a while, 6 hours, 8 hours, but I don't give a fuck because as long as I'm helping people and I'm getting an audience that really like what I talk about and the content I talk about, they're on my side and they're on my wing cheering me on. And everyone is just like, why did you pick radio for a career? Radio is just fun. Like, it's so much fun. Like, you meet incredible people. You listen to music all day. You talk about music. You talk about what artist is who. You talk about what's new with them. Like, I don't know. Like, I just always loved that. And I love music. Music has always been my go-to escape through everything. And that's how dance and music come in together, is because dance was my escape. It was my therapy. And now I don't really have dance anymore. But I still have music, and I want something to do with music, and I love music. So, yeah, I want to start radio, and podcasting is just my shit. I fucking love it. I don't know. Like, I just really get to be my truest self on here, and I get to tell you who I really am, and I love that. And now people are like, I know you very well now from your podcast. Like, people that, like, I've been friends with for a little bit, like, they see and they hear me. And they're like, I fucking love it. Like, this is such a fucking vibe. And people were like, wow, like, you have such a unique job. And I'm like, yeah, I want something unique. I don't want to do, like, teaching, or I don't want to do anything like that. I just want to be a podcaster. I want to do radio. Now, hopefully, I stick up with podcasting is when I get older, too, which I think I will. I think I will. But yeah, also I want to let you guys know I might have start seasons on my podcast. So season one would obviously be a lot about mental health, but I also want to talk about different kind of things. My podcast is based around mental health right now, and I want to kind of venture into something different, more topics, more things. I'm still trying to plan it. I'm still trying to think about it, but I think that's what I want to do. So yeah, so that's like one part, a little, I forgot to tell you guys. But yeah, so I really hope that you guys like this Q&A for today. I am done with my questions. I answered every question, and I thought of some questions that people have asked me in the past. So I really hope you guys have an amazing day, and I cannot talk today, holy shit. I really hope you guys like this podcast. You can find my podcast on a lot more apps now, and I'm super excited. You can find this podcast on Apple Music, Spotify, Amazon Music, Podcast Index, iHeartRadio, Podcast Addict, Podchaser, Pocket Cast, Deezer, Listen Notes, Player FM, Google Podcast, Overcast, Castro, CastBox, Podfriend, and Good Pods. You can find my podcast on all of them apps, and some you're like, I never fucking heard before, and me either, but they're on there. So if you need another place to go to find my podcast, you're more than welcome to go there. I cannot believe I'm on iHeartRadio podcast now. That is fucking insane. And I am literally like, I'm still over, like, oh my god, I'm on my heart radio, like, ah, I don't know. But, yes, you can find my podcasts on there, my Instagrams, my two Instagram accounts, and my Facebook account. It is, again, Instagram is real_talk_with_Jordan_. My other one is girls_uncensored, and my Facebook is Intern Jordan. I hope you guys have an amazing day, and I will be back soon, and I cannot wait to get started. Have a great day. Bye, guys. Thank you for tuning in with me.